This is the Inside Florida HS Football Podcast. And welcome to another edition of the Inside Florida HS Football Podcast. My name is Joshua Wilson, owner and publisher of FloridaHSFootball.com. Coming up today on this edition of the Inside Florida HS Football Podcast, we'll be talking to Steve Spiewak of Max Preps about the preseason National Top 25 rankings that just came out this morning. Five Florida teams made the cut for the National Top 25 preseason rankings with Max Preps, and all five teams are very deserving of their placement in the rankings. But first, if you have not done so already, check out Florida HS Football's premium membership service called MVP Memberships. You can get a monthly access subscription for $5.99 a month, or you can get a yearly access subscription for just $59.99 a year. And with the yearly access subscriptions, you can get a free copy of FNF Magazine for a limited time only. Check out the MVP membership service only from FloridaHSFootball.com. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. You know, it's a big day, you know, especially for Max Preps. The National Preseason Top 25 come out today. It's one of the biggest things that people, it's almost like Christmas Day for people who enjoy football rankings, especially in June.
It is. Yeah, we're really excited about it, just to be able to start talking football and, kind of throw out some rankings for people to chew on and analyze and, you know, make fun of. It's nice just to kind of shift, you know, our attention fully to the fall season and football in particular.
You know, I mean, it's kind of explain to listeners, what the process is like trying to come up with the top 25 teams, considering there's hundreds of teams that I know you examine and that are, you know, eligible to, you know, to be considered. You know, how difficult is it?
Yeah, it's difficult, but a lot of these teams are good consistently, so, you know, it's not as if we don't have teams that we can kind of look at and evaluate, kind of expecting them to be good. There are teams that, you know, surprise us, but the process begins as soon as the fall season ends. Once football wrapped up in December last year, we kind of took quick stock of the teams that, well, what they had coming back and fell a little short, but still had predominantly underclassmen as key players. And then we sent out a survey to about 1,000 high school football teams around the country, top teams in their local area, to kind of get the impression of coaches and kind of see, you know, what guys had coming back and what the local vibe was. And then we reached out to as many local writers and media members as we could to get their take, and we kind of built it from the ground up. We tried to identify top teams in different areas and then top teams in entire states, and then work our way up to the top teams in the country and try to slot those teams in there. But basically, Josh, we look for teams that were very successful last year and teams that have a lot coming back. And, teams that fill both of those categories tend to start pretty high in our preseason rankings.
Yeah, and one of those teams is University School. And if they've got a number 24 in the top 25 here, you know, they won the Class 3A state title. You know, one of the biggest things this year for them, they're moving up to Class 4A. You know, talk a little bit about what you really think of them right this second, you know, looking at their schedule and, you know, what they've got coming back for them.
Well, I think their schedule is going to be very challenging. I know they play some teams in the regular season that will give them fits. I believe Miami Central's on the schedule, Manatee, Glade Central. So their schedule is really difficult. But I do like what Roger Harriet is building now down there. It's almost like kind of a second St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, a prominent private school powerhouse in the middle of a very talent-rich and talent-dense area. So they have, you know, Jordan Scarlett, a running back. I like Sam Bruce, a sophomore, who's been really, really impressive. They got a couple key transfers. Sean White, the quarterback, came in. Richard Yergin, the linebacker. So they're talented you know, there are some holes that they need to fill off of last year's team, but, you know, they have a brutal regular season, and then in the playoffs, obviously, they have Booker T. Washington in their class, so it's going to be a lot harder this year, but, you know, they're kind of stepping up, and that's what you would expect from a team that won Class 3A last year and has returning talent. You know, they're going to be good, but they're going to have to prove it again against an even more difficult set of games.
Oh, I can agree with you definitely on that. You know, considering when reclassification happened and we saw that they would, you know, more likely every time we looked at it, they'd be going Class 4A. And when they finally said it, you know, they were going Class 4A, and we said, you know, this is just going to, you know, they just made Class 4A stronger by moving up. And, you know, and it's just really, it's interesting to see, you know, and I'm looking, you know, like I said, with the schedule, Manatee, Miami Central, Cypress Bay, I'm just, you know, those are just teams that have, you know, played for state championships in the last couple of years. And it's just like, you know, the biggest question for me, and I'm sure you might agree with me, is have they bitten off too much, you know, to get up to this national ranking? You know, my question is, can they do it? You know, that's the biggest question here.
Yeah, and that's all very valid. What's interesting is if they somehow figure out a way to navigate the regular season unbeaten, you know, they're going to just skyrocket up the national rankings based on the caliber of teams they will have beaten. So that's kind of the trade-off there, is that the schedule is certainly not friendly, but if they can figure out ways to pull out victories in some of these games, you know, they're going to skyrocket up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got Steve Spiewak here from Max Preps on the line with us talking about the preseason national top 25 rankings. We just went through university school. The next school that is on the list at number 17 from Florida is Apopka. The Apopka Blue Daughters, who are the defending Class 8 state champions, you know, they got a lot of talent coming back. You know, they got Zach Darlington, who's the quarterback for them. You know, he's the son of the head coach there. You know, just, you know, what do you like about Apopka being right there in the thick of it all?
Well, having a quarterback returning from a team that won a state title is always incredibly valuable for any high school team, because once you have a quarterback who's already won a state title, you know that he's experienced, he's seasoned, and that he can handle pressure. So that's a huge bonus for any team, let alone a team playing in Florida's Class 8A. So that, you know, that's a big boost for them looking ahead to the fall. I also really like their defensive line, Anthony Ellis, Isaiah Bueller. These are guys that Coach Darlington is really, really high on in talking to him. And then, you know, they have an offensive line that has Marquez Ivy, who's one of the top juniors in the country. So when you kind of put those things together, you have a real seasoned quarterback who's very talented. You have an outstanding defensive line, and you have a big, talented offensive line. Those are ingredients that, you know, combine to form a very, very formidable team. So, I don't know, you know, how Class 8A will be this year. You know, obviously, Tampa Plant and a few other teams will definitely be in their way come playoff time. But, you know, I think this Apopka team could and probably should be better than last year's team.
But definitely, you know, and I think, you know, they got a really strong chance to repeat, you know, and they're only like 25 minutes away from the Citrus Bowl in Orlando. So, you know, that brings a big crowd that they can be able to play for the state championship. And, you know, and the test for them gets started early when they play Burns, South Carolina, August 24th. You know, that's a big matchup for them. You know, that's going to be nationally televised. Do you really think that they have the advantage to win that game, or is it the other way around?
Well, you know, Burns is a very, very good football team. You know, there are people that have already reached out, surprised that Burns didn't crack the top 25. And, you know, they have a legitimate pride. Burns is a team that certainly could be in the preseason top 25. So I think, you know, on paper, Apopka is a favorite, but I believe that game is in South Carolina. Is that correct?
That would be correct. That would be correct. That definitely they're going to South Carolina for that game.
Yeah, so it is difficult to, you know, to win any road game, let alone, you know, a road game against a nationally ranked team, and a nationally ranked team that's hundreds of miles away. So there are a lot of factors working against Apopka in their matchup with Burns. But if they go on the road and they beat Burns, that's a major statement victory for them this year.
Oh, definitely agree on that one. And going right down just one notch above Apopka is St. Thomas Aquinas, who is the defending Class 7A state champion, who basically, you know, 2011 wasn't really the best of all seasons for them, even though they made the playoffs. Now, and then they come 2012, they, you know, started off really good, you know, they got going, you know, especially late in the season, and then steamrolled the number one ranked Manatee in the state semifinals to get to the state championship game. What do you really like about the Raiders?
Well, by season's end, you know, I think they, you know, maybe they were the best team in the state of Florida. You know, I'm sure, I don't think there's any team that really wanted to face St. Thomas Aquinas in December, you know, especially, as you mentioned, with the way that they just dispatched of Manatee. It seems as if they are getting back to the Aquinas program, you know, 2009, 2010, and certainly years before that. You know, they have losses. They obviously lose John O'Corn, their quarterback. They lose a number of skill players. They lose defensive lineman Joey Bosa. But, you know, I think Rocco Cazzullo has the program back to where they just reload. And they have guys that are going to step up. They have talent in waiting in the wings. And I expect them to replace the guys that they lost and be right in the thick of things, both statewide in Class 7A and nationally. This is a team that, you know, could vie for that number one national finish, which is, you know, what they've been accustomed to do for the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and I believe it's Nick Bosa, I believe, correct, that is the freshman of the year for y'all from Max Preps, you know.
Yes.
And I mean, he's definitely a rising prospect, you know, and he's going to be fun to watch again. You know, I mean, he was a big contributor in the state championship game against Lincoln. You know, I think it's just really, you look at Aquinas and you say, hey, you know what? They got Miami Northwestern on the schedule. That's definitely going to set the tone for either of those two teams right there on the first week, you know, on the first week in the last weekend of August for the first week of the season. Then they got John Curtis 2 weeks later at the Superdome in Louisiana. And then they got typical games that they play against Miramar, and then they got Cypress Bay. You know, those are games that, you know, that could definitely, you know, set their schedule, that, you know, set the tone to where they could rise up in the rankings. Am I correct?
Yeah, I know, absolutely, and I think those games will be indicative of whether Aquinas is back to that elite national level that they were at a few years ago, or maybe this is, you know, just still a very, very good football program, but maybe not quite as elite as we think. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas has, you know, delivered beatings to some of the country's best programs in the last 5 or 6 years, so they're accustomed to winning and winning big and just dominating. And, you know, if they can do that with the schedule they have this year, I think it would be a pretty clear indication that they are truly, once again, you know, a top five program in the country, you know, after kind of taking a little bit of a step back the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that would definitely, you know, definitely set the tone for the national rankings during the season. We've got Steve Spiewak here on the line with us talking the top 25 preseason national rankings from Max Preps. You know, we've gone through three schools already, University School, Apopka, St. Thomas Aquinas. Now we're getting into the top 10. Two Florida teams are residing in that top 10. We've got Booker T. Washington, number 9. That team is just, you know, it's been, you know, it's been hot talk for the last couple of years talking about them, and they're right back there again, you know. What is it that you like about it, considering they've got Treyon Harris back again at quarterback? You know, they've got a lot of talent. You know, what's the biggest things that you like about the Tornadoes?
Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, having a quarterback, Treyon Harris back, that's a big boost. They have a number of returning starters. They have young guys who maybe didn't start last year but are very talented and will probably contribute as sophomores and juniors. It's a very, very good football team. You know, to me, their biggest issue is going to be, you know, kind of schedule-wise. You know, they have the game against Norcross, which will be a really, really fun matchup. But, you know, we're looking at this team as one of the best teams in the country, but are they even the best team in the city of Miami, you know, in Dade County? So they're going to have a very telling game with Miami Central, and, you know, I'd really like to see them get over the hump, you know, in terms of kind of getting them ranked even higher nationally. I think they need to defeat Central, which hasn't happened in a while, you know, but we'll see. They're loaded on paper. This is a great-looking team. You know, they won the Class 4A title last year. They hammered Bowles in the state final, so this should be a very, very good football team. They have a big out-of-state game, but I'm mostly interested in their matchup with Central and the other Dade County teams.
Oh yeah, definitely. And by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, the Miami-Dade schedules are being finalized this week. They should be out next week. Hopefully, we'll be having those up on 4HSFootball.com. So just don't chill your heels. They're coming pretty quickly. So that's what's going on with the Miami-Dade schedules for right now on that. But, going back to Washington here real quick, just looking at, just everything that they've got, like you said, how do they match up against the other Miami-Dade County teams? It's just, can they beat the Miami Central? That's the question, considering they squandered a nice lead last year to blow it, basically.
Yeah.
Kind of ruined their hopes for a mythical national title. I mean, I really think, like you said, they've got to beat Miami Central in order to make themselves legitimate for that national title. If they don't, they're going to be right back in the same situation again they were last year.
Yeah, and I just, you start to wonder, could it be mental at some point, just trying to get over that hump, and as you mentioned, losing, a big lead to Central last year, that's kind of got to affect the team's psyche. So, let's see how they enter the game this year, and let's see what they do, if they can finally defeat Central and get that big W.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, as we finally look at the final Florida team on the Max Preps preseason national top 25, we've got no other but the Miami Central Rockets, defending Class 6A state champions. However, this year, they will not have the leader who has led them to that state title, and for that was their second state title in 3 years, because Telly Lockett went to USF, and now they got another guy, another great guy that I believe he will, be able to pick up right from the start, just be able to pick up and go from there. They got Roland Smith. What do you like about Central, even though with this transition that really, gives them this number two ranking nationally?
Well, they easily could be number one. They have a very, very legitimate case for that based on winning Class 6A last year, kind of storming back after an early two losses and just running the table in very impressive fashion and returning so many guys from that team, 16 starters back. And, that's a really, really, really solid resume. You're returning 16 starters, including multiple Division I recruits from a team that won one of Florida's most competitive state brackets. That is a recipe for a team, to rank number one, and they were considered for that. The biggest thing for me is you mentioned that coaching transition. I think Roland Smith is a guy that's well suited to kind of make a smooth transition and just pick up where Telly Lockett left off. But it doesn't always work as well as it seems like it should. He's a Miami guy. He knows the area. He's built powerhouse teams before. He's won on the big stage. All the pieces seem to be there, but until I see it, and until it becomes clear that everything is put together and they're all buttoned up, I was a little hesitant at putting them at number one, whereas De La Salle, the program that we went number one with, kind of similar track record of success, very, very good season last year, returned a lot of guys. Their coach had been groomed to take over for legendary head coach Bob Lattiser for a decade probably. So it was about as seamless of a transition as you can get. Whereas Central, I think the pieces are there and I think everything should work out, but there's a little more uncertainty there with regards to, how Roland Smith kind of gains the trust and respect of his team, but also the coaching staff. Those are largely coaches that coached under Telly Lockett that are on staff with him. So I imagine some of those guys who were on staff as assistants may have put in for the head coaching job. Maybe they applied and didn't get it. I'm not sure, but I'm just curious how he blends with the team and the coaching staff as well. But if all those things click, then they're going to be, probably the best team in the country.
Oh yeah, definitely. But another thing, and I'm going to throw this in here, is that they probably have one of the most toughest districts in the country. Looking at it, that they are in 6A16, it's Miami Central, Miami Northwestern, Miami Norland, who moved up from Class 5A to 6A this year, Homestead, which is rebuilding pretty nicely, and then the Miami Carroll City team that just went through a head coaching change, but they definitely showed some promise last year. Five teams that could, you know, if they were spread out through different districts, could all make the playoffs. That is tough for them, considering that everybody's got – Miami Central's got this big bullseye basically on their back. I mean,
yeah, and what I find interesting is that, you know, for all the national rankings talk, out-of-state games, the whole bit, you know, people in Miami care about, you know, what did Central do? Did they beat Northwestern? Or, you know, did they beat Cal City? You know, the rivalries among Miami high schools are far more important to the people of Miami, you know, the national rankings and, you know, did this team win out of state? You know, all that, you know, you beat the team people really care about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's something they really do definitely care about because, you know, I mean, it, just looking at it, you know, that's just, you know, trying to, you know, I mean, how can they win? You considering that we going back, looking back last year, that district alone, between the three teams, between Northwestern, Carroll City, and Homestead, they had to go to a tiebreaker to determine who was going to be the runner-up, and you know it, that tells you how tough that district is. That you know, if you don't play your, you don't come out and play your best football week in and week out, someone's gonna have your number, waiting for you. You know, that's pretty tough for them, you know, considering Miami Central, you know, if they mess up one game, that, you know, they could be talking a total dropout of the national rankings at this point, considering what their district is like. I mean, would you agree
with
that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, I expect Northwestern to be much improved. I think Homestead, depending on kind of where they go in their coaching search, you know, the talent is there. So if they get a coach that can step in take them after that.
Well, Homestead's got their coach. It's Carroll City that switched over. They actually had their switched. Yeah, they switched over and hired Aubrey Hill from who used to be the UF and University of Florida and University of Miami receivers coach.
Gotcha. I beg your pardon. Then yeah, so it'll be interesting to see you know how Homestead's new coach can kind of take the reins there. But you know that is an extremely talented team. You know, capable of, you know, and they opened with University, I believe, and I think, you know, University needs to be worried about Homestead.
Well, hey, I mean, I tell you what, it just, you know, any team that's playing a team from 6A, 16, you know, you just need to keep your eye on them because, you know, hey, they're really trying to say, hey, we're the toughest district in the nation, you know, and I think they really got a good challenge for it this year. You know, once the schedule is totally laid out, once we see the schedule, how it's finalized, when they're playing, you know, exactly which weeks, I think we're definitely going to get a good idea of how well their strength is. You know, and I think
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. All right. Well, Steve, I definitely appreciate it. And if you want to check out the national rankings, just go on the maxpreps.com. They're right on the homepage. You just click the link or go on the FortHSFootball.com and find the article that we did breaking down the five teams pretty quickly for you, the five teams that were on the rankings, University School, Apopka, St. Thomas Aquinas, Washington, and Miami Central. And, I mean, you can read a little bit more about them just in the short profiles that we linked up, or you can wait for the full profiles that Steve is wonderfully working on, one a day, you know, and it's just really, you know, in-depth information. I mean, does a wonderful job. I mean, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Josh.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right. Appreciate that. Wrapping up this episode of the Inside 4HS Football Podcast, I'm Josh Wilson for Steve Spiewak. Have a great day.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. Playing in the street. Gonna be a big man. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. You're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it out.
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.